This is Akashwani, the news read by Nitya Franco. The monsoon session of Parliament will begin today. The session, which will continue till the 21st of August, will have a total of 21 sittings. This is the first Parliament session after Operation Sindoor. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju said that important legislative and other business have been identified for being taken up during the session. During the session, 17 bills are expected to be taken up for discussion and passage. Important legislations including Jan Vishwas Amendment of Provisions Bill 2025, the National Sports Governance Bill 2025 and the Merchant Shipping Bill 2024 will be taken up. The Bills of Lading Bill 2024, the Carriage of Goods by Sea Bill 2024, the Coastal Shipping Bill 2024, the Indian Ports Bill 2025, the Income Tax Bill 2025 are also likely to be taken up for discussion. Yesterday, the government held an all-party meeting to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. The meeting was convened to seek cooperation from opposition parties for the smooth conduct of the session. Floor leaders of different political parties representing the Lok Sabha and Rajya Sabha attended the meeting. Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju stated that the government is prepared and ready to discuss any other important issue on the floors of the houses as per the rules of both houses.
We are very open to discussion on important issues like Operation Sindoor related to all the incidents right from the attack in the Pahalgam. These are issues of great national importance. Government is not shying away from discussion. The only thing I'm saying is we will discuss under certain rules, certain procedure with a convention which is there before us.
Talking to the media after the meeting, Mr. Rijiju said that the meeting was very constructive and the floor leaders put forth the position of their parties and the issues that they want to raise during this session. Congress leader Gaurav Gogoi demanded Prime Minister Modi's statement on the floor of the House on Trump's claims, Pahalgam terror attack and special intensive revision in Bihar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will brief media persons today just before the commencement of the first day of the fifth session of the 18th Lok Sabha Monsoon Parliament session. The government held an all-party meeting yesterday to ensure smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament. Heavy rainfall across several parts of Kerala has led to rising water levels in rivers and dams, causing waterlogging in low-lying areas. The India Meteorological Department IMD has issued an orange alert for 9 northern districts, while a yellow alert has been issued for the remaining 5 districts of the state. Meanwhile, the weather agency also predicted heavy rainfall in West Uttar Pradesh and Haryana till today, and in Punjab and Jammu and Kashmir till 24th of July. Moderate rainfall also has been predicted for Delhi NCR during the next 12 hours. A large number of Kanwarias have reached Haridwar as the Kanwar Yatra enters its final stage, with the city packed with devotees gathering to collect holy Ganga water for offering to Lord Shiva. Officials expected the total number of pilgrims to cross 3 crore till yesterday. The number of dark Kanwarias, those who return quickly after collecting water, is increasing, and police have implemented a traffic plan to manage the swelling crowds. In FIDE Women's Chess World Cup 2025, Kuneru Hampi created history by becoming the first ever Indian to reach the semi-finals in Batumi, Georgia. Hampi beat China's Song Yushin in the quarterfinals. No Indian before her had managed to make it to the final four of the tournament before this year's edition. In wrestling, under 23 Asian champion Sumit won the silver medal in the 60 kg Greco-Roman category at the Polyak Emir and Varga Janos Memorial 2025 wrestling tournament in Budapest, Hungary yesterday. And that's the end of this news bulletin.